all the tour of the Central Division continues here this week. What can you take maybe from the two games so far against Colorado and Dallas into tonight's game?
I wouldn't say a whole lot in terms of the opponent's style, but the pieces of the game that we liked more so in Dallas than Colorado, that's what we're working on right now is the consistency in that kind of game. I would say that a bit of a hybrid here. The grind will be evident. It'll be a physical game for sure, much more like the Dallas game was. But the games with Mini seem to break open at times too. So it'll grind for an awfully long time, and then it gets up and down the ice pretty quick.
Bruce Boudreau was asked in his conference a bit ago what's the keys to beating the Jets twice this year, and he said, why would I tell you that? From your perspective, two tight games, but what do you think has been the difference? This is a team obviously had great success against last season.
I like the way we played in here better than we played at home. I don't feel that the Minnesota game that we lost at home was, that was our sword we fell on that night. That we didn't do what we needed to do. I don't know that the opponent mattered. We were clearly had gotten to a point coming out of the break. We weren't particularly quick in that game, and that's a foundation for anybody's game, not just ours. But I don't see a theme in the two. They won both, deserve to win both. We're going to have to work real hard to not let that happen here tonight.
Hellebuck goes tonight. Would the plan be to go to Lorne tomorrow?
That's the plan, yeah.
One of the biggest benefits to having Kopp, as a Swiss Army knife guy, but then to have him at that fourth line center role, but be able to use him to jump up and be on the PK and those sorts of things.
It's a critical piece. Those guys that play that role, that fourth line's minutes have come up because I've got more trust in the center iceman defensively. He's really strong on faceoffs. And their game was defined. So we showed 12 clips yesterday, and five of them were them, and it was positive. Four of the five were positive clips. So they're doing enough good things on the ice. And Andrew's been a big part of that. Faceoffs, really smart down low on the ice. And we've played three very young players on the fourth line for a big bulk of the year. I mean, he's a veteran, but he's not an old player by any means, but he's a very smart player.
He's got 5 points in his last 10 games too, mostly playing in that fourth line role. What has that meant in terms of extra ice time and responsibility?
And confidence. So that line didn't have a whole lot to feel great about. You know, I used them sparingly, and there wasn't a lot of positive feedback. But, Lemieux has a big impact on us winning in Edmonton, and they're starting to feel it on the ice that they can help us win, not just hold water when they're on the ice.
Paul talked to Matt Hendricks a little earlier today after their skate, and he said his year in Winnipeg might be the most enjoyable year of his career. How much are his fingerprints on some of this team, especially a player like Brendan Lemieux, who I know speaks very highly of the mentoring that he did for him?
You know, he did that for so many of our young players, and it's there, and it's even some of the phrases that are used on the bench and some of the terms that he came up with we use. So he had an impact. You know, he just fit the room, and he fit the personality of the players, and he was gregarious and certainly a real strong mentor for those young players. So we got full value out of having Matty with us.
He's an example, I guess, of the right player at the right time for this group.
It was exactly what we needed, a young team that got younger again, in part because we had some confidence in these young men and their development, and he had an impact in that.